More tries, more tackles, more games than anyone else. Unrivaled my Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire.
We're full of beans, we know we're raring to go. After the success that we had last year, we want to start this year the best we can, and that'll be it's going to be a tough task against a tough Orrington side at home at Headingley.
Three of your key men left at the end of last year, Jamie Peacock, Kevin Sinfield and Kylie Lulawai. It must be a strange dressing room without them, because you've played with them yourself for so long.
Yeah, I've played with each of those three, four, ever since I came into the first team. And they were key players last year, but I think we recruited very well. I don't like to use the word replace, because I don't think you can replace, you know, like for like. I think you just evolve. So this team will look obviously different this year, and we might play a slightly different style, but hopefully we'll have a good showing again this year.
You brought in a few players from the NRL and a couple from Super League as well. How have they all integrated into the squad?
They've been good. They've been really good. They've really given everything, you know, into getting to know the boys and, you know, training hard, which is, you know, what's expected of a professional. So they've been very professional in that aspect, and that's good to be around as well. You know, sometimes when you come into training, and because of the floods have been a bit, you know, we've been all over the place really, and it's a bit hard to get, you know, serious onto training. But, you know, when the new guys themselves are, you know, really concentrating in training, it helps all the, you know, all the other lads as well.
I was going to ask you about the floods, major disruption for the Rhinos, of course, with the training camp being flooded. Just how much of a problem has that been for you boys?
Well, essentially, we've had to change every part of our, you know, where we train, where we do the gym, where we do field work and all that sort of thing, and where we do video. But the businesses around Leeds that have helped us out, you know, such as the gyms that we've been to, David Lloyd's and Virgin Active on Kirkstall Road, you know, they've been brilliant. And so you know, the pitches that we used at Stanningley and here, near Middleton, where the 3G pitch, and even Leeds Beckett University, they've helped us out as well. So all that, them businesses have been brilliant in helping, you know, really helping us, you know, get along and, you know, use what we need to use.
Sounds like you've been all over the city looking for places to train and prepare for the new season then.
Yeah, pretty much. We've done some miles in the cars, you know, we've been in convoys here and there. But, yeah, so that's a little bit alien to what we're used to. But, you know, when we get onto the field or into the gym, it's business as usual, and we've got to get down and do some hard work.
As well as the new Super League season, got the World Club Series to look forward to at the end of February, the North Queensland Cowboys against Leeds. How much are you looking forward to that? Because Leeds missed out on this competition last season.
Yeah, last year we had a bit of a break, and you know, we were sat there with green eyes watching the other teams compete in it, and it wasn't easy. But, you know, this year we've played ourselves into the position of being involved, which is great, and, you know, we want to be a part of it and a successful Super League this time.
You must be looking forward to testing yourself against the NRL champs.
Yeah, Leeds have been involved quite a few times, you know, since I've been at Leeds, which I'm very lucky to be involved. But we've got quite a lot of experience in them sort of games as well, so hopefully, you know, that might take us a bit of the way to win it.
One of your England teammates, Brett Ferris, has joined the squad in recent weeks. How's he settled in?
Yeah, he's been brilliant. Like I say, he's a quality addition, and he, you know, he's very focused on training, and he's been a quality addition. He's integrated really well. You can see that his quality that he brings to the team.
And you start off against Warrington on Thursday night, who beat you a couple of times last season, and then you sorted them out in the playoffs. So they've recruited well in the close season. Should be an interesting one to kick off with.
It is, yeah. You throw out a couple of pros and cons for, you know, both sides. You know, we'll see how it goes. Only time will tell. You know, everyone's eager to get on the field and see what's going to happen.